Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to the MLS UK show, Stoppage Time, episode 6. As always, I'm Henry Hewitt and I'm joined by...
Hello there, I'm Elliot Holman.
And before we start looking at the four biggest news stories of MLS this week, we've got to address something. It's the elephant in the room. We had DMs about it. We had people tweet us about it. Elliot, what happened at the weekend?
It was good, actually. Bought myself a robot Hoover. And I just chilled out, really.
Do you know what I did? I was going through some old boxes in the house, and I found something. I found something that we've been sent for, actually, on the show. It's this. Let's see if I can just... Oh, yeah, it's this old scarf that we got. Do you remember getting these? FC Cincinnati. Elliot Holman. What happened? How did you lose to Cincinnati?
Someone has to. They're just providing a service.
I stayed quiet on social media, I've got to admit, because I thought...
You were scared about Atlanta, yeah?
Yeah. I'm not saying anything just yet. And then when he went to 1-1, I was like, oh, I'm glad I stayed quiet. But no, yeah. Mo and Rainey got us the win. So we don't, you know, we'll see how you react at the weekend. We'll see how both teams do before we do another main episode next week. But welcome to Stoppage Time, of course. This is our bonus episode where we look back at the four biggest news stories of the week in MLS. And no, Orlando getting beat to Cincinnati is not one of them. But the first one, it's made us sad here in the UK because this is one of our UK exports that has been really successful, arguably the most successful export from the UK to MLS. Bradley Wright Phillips, he's hung up his boots. He signed his one-day contract with New York Red Bulls to retire with them, and he's now working in the front office or the back office or wherever he's working. I can't remember. So, Elliot, Bradley Wright Phillips, he's kind of always been there when we've been following MLS. How do you reflect on his career?
Yeah, Bradley Wright Phillips was sort of the one after David Beckham that I always knew was in MLS, even when I didn't watch MLS. And obviously, as soon as I got into it and started watching games, you can't not help but love the guy. Like, what a legend. Very, very talented brother and father. And I really like the idea of the, you know, MLS clubs. It's not the first time we've seen this, a player going back to a club where their heart is and retiring with a one-day contract. Maybe want to see that a bit more in Europe. Don't know how they'd feel about that, but... Yeah, really, really lovely to see that he's staying in the States, staying with MLS, and is still going to have an influence in what goes on at Red Bull Arena.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to look at his record in MLS. It's sixth highest goal scorer ever, 234 matches, 117 goals, 108 of those, of course, for Red Bulls. And yeah, I think for Wright Phillips, you look at some of the names, especially from the UK and the Premier League, who have gone over, and you're looking at the likes of Lampard, Gerrard, Rooney, Beckham. Wright Phillips doesn't fall into that category, but I tell you what, he's probably, okay, you could argue maybe Beckham with the amount of MLS Cups he won, but other than that, he's definitely been the most successful, especially with what he's done on the pitch. And I think it's nice that he's staying in MLS, and it shows that the league has clearly meant something to him.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be easy to retire and head back home, go and be with your family. Maybe, you know, he feels like that is his home now, and it's more than understandable. So congratulations on a stellar, is the word I was looking for, stellar career.
And another man who's retired this week is Insigne for Philadelphia Union. 125 games he played for them. And another a well-known name that has been a massive success in the league.
Yeah, very, very silky skills from that man. And it's nice, isn't it? We're starting to see now, you know, you and I have been watching MLS for quite a few years now, and we're starting to see these players that we know and love, similar to over here, you know, when Thierry Henry retired, and now you see him as a pundit in the studio and it's like, I'm so old. Same with when Lampard was working on the Champions League games, and Steven Gerrard, and it does make you feel old. But a lot of change, I think, this year on the rosters in MLS, and unfortunately that does mean some retirements as well.
To be fair to Insigne and Wright Phillips, they've done okay the last few years, I think. They've obviously, Philadelphia Union did very well 2 years ago. BWP has still contributed after he left Red Bulls to LAFC and Columbus Crew. So, yeah, they have still contributed. But I guess it's all part of this new era of MLS, this sort of younger player that's coming through. And the teams they'd much rather give a chance to one of the younger players rather than one of the old guys, like I guess me and you would be now.
Yeah, the league's changed. We discussed this, haven't we, in recent weeks. The league's changed. We're looking at exciting, young, hungry players rather than the retirement league approach, with the exception of a few. So it's just the way it's gone. That's really helped the league progress. We've seen these players move over to Europe for big sums of money. So it's working. It's working for everyone. But the retirement league does have to have some players retiring at some point.
That's true, yeah. Right, number two of the biggest stories of the week in MLS is Jesse Zardes. Columbus Crew are apparently open to trading him out. He's in the last year of his contract. You could argue that Miguel Berry has had more of a say, and he's in Caleb Porter's plans at Columbus Crew. How surprised are you at this? Because we always talk about it, and here's the mention, MLS experience, and Jesse Zardes definitely gives you that. So are you surprised? Because he'd surely be an asset to another team.
Yeah, I mean, when he left, it was quite a high profile, wasn't it, when he left LA Galaxy and went to Columbus. That was after we'd been watching MLS for a couple of years and raised a few eyebrows, that particular trade with Ola Kamara going the other way. And I just feel like there's always something niggling in the background with Zardes. You know, too many people are not convinced by him. Similar to Jozy Altidore, maybe it's the US men's national team side where there hasn't been much success. You're right what you say about the MLS experience, but also Miguel's not exactly doing a bad job. He's kind of proved himself in the early weeks of MLS. So surprised, but also maybe there's a plan there. Maybe there's somebody that they want to bring in and they need to free up that roster space. And that's what MLS is all about.
Yeah, of course, he is a designated player as well, Columbus. So you do wonder whether there's something going on in the background, whether they've got their eyes on a certain DP to bring in and replace him. Zardes is 30 now. He's got a very good goal record, 54 in 106. That's 1-2, roughly. So, I mean, if you had to put your neck on the line now, if you had to guess what sort of a team would be after someone like Zardes, who would you say?
Can definitely still do a job in MLS. That's the first point to make. I think as a depth piece, and that's maybe a bit harsh to him, but as a depth piece, he's really, really strong. There's certainly teams that are maybe in need of a bit of an out-and-out striker up top. Atlanta, you interested?
Yeah, well, we're picking up any MLS striker at the moment, aren't we? So
you've got no DP slots, sorry. So we'll have him. We'll take him. We'll take a chance. I will happily bin off Akindele and give Zardes a go. There, I said it.
And you've got to remember as well, for the US men's national team, with a World Cup around the corner, I think there's going to be a few guys, especially in MLS, who are thinking, we've got to try and get some matches here. And if we're not playing, we could see a few trades in the summer involving, you know, the US men's national team players, hopefully you know, hopefully for them, would then go on, play well, and get into that squad in November, December time. Moving on to our third story, and there's something bubbling into Miami as well. We've always known this. I said on the last big episode we did that Higuain, it seems to be into Miami. It's last year it was Higuain versus the rest. In the news this week, it's Higuain versus Phil Neville. Of course, they lost again on Saturday against LAFC 2-0. And he's called out Higuain in particular, saying it's about time and he has to perform. I don't think anyone's arguing with Phil Neville based on what Higuain's done, but could this be a bit dangerous, calling him out in the press?
I don't know. You have to feel like, despite his inexperience as a coach at a club side, Phil Neville knows what he's doing, man management wise, and I presume has tried other techniques to motivate him, to get him going, to get him playing his best. I liken it to the Lukaku situation at Chelsea. Great player, big name, big talent, but unfortunately big money, and with that comes huge pressure. He's not performing. The team aren't performing. I don't think things haven't been right at Miami from the word go, if we're being completely honest. But I feel like with Higuain, a player of that stature has to be performing week in, week out. And if they're not getting a goal or an assist, they have to be running and tackling and blocking and pressing and showing that they actually care about this club. And I don't see that he does at all.
No, and I think when you look at Higuain and you do put him in the brackets of the likes of Nani when he was at Orlando and Shaqiri now at Chicago, Insigne who's coming in at Toronto. And these guys, obviously we don't know about Insigne yet, but especially Nani, Shaqiri and there's others as well, have come in and really showing that they want to play well. They're really showing that they're putting the effort in. They're really showing... Chicharito, of course, yeah, him as well, but they really care. They're putting it in for 90 minutes and it's they're true professionals. Then you look at Higuain, and we've seen plenty of times that there's the majority of games, if it's not going his way, he doesn't look interested. So I think the more of these guys that are coming in, it's just making him look worse and worse. And it must be so frustrating for Phil Neville, who, if you've got to remember as well, what was it, 20 players departed in the close season for Inter Miami? Yeah. They're going through change. They need someone on that pitch who is going to grab the game by the scruff of the neck and take them forward. You look at Higuain, he's on the big money, he's their only DP, you think it's going to be him, and at the moment it's not. So this will be really interesting to see how this pans out. Will we get a response from Higuain into Miami's next game? I'll be honest with you, and I don't know about you, Elliot, going off past form, I don't think we necessarily will.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think when you look at the likes of Thierry Henry coming to the league, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard, even when they weren't absolutely on fire, you never questioned their commitment. And I think that's where we're at with Higuain, and that's why Neville will be so disappointed.
So moving on now to our fourth big story of the week, and this is Carlos Gil of New England Revolution. He's been moaning about playing in the snow. Over here in the UK, would that game have happened at the weekend, New England Revolution v Real Salt Lake? I'm not too sure. It does in MLS. There's always at least one game a season where it's in heavy snow. But he wasn't too happy with it. Said he couldn't really play his natural game. I mean, where do you stand on this? Should it have been played, or is this just one of those MLS traditions that we don't actually understand that much, but we just go along with it?
From a viewing perspective, we love it, don't we? We all look back at that Atlanta-Minnesota game, for example, when both teams were new to the league and they played in the snow. That's always going to be there for me. And so you log these games and you love seeing how they approach the challenge. If I'm a player of Carlos Gil's ability, I, of course, don't want the game to go ahead. I want to be able to, play a smooth passing game, threading balls through the eye of a needle, along the ground. It's not going to happen in the snow. So I completely understand his perspective on that. This is somebody who's played over in the UK as well at a very high level, and he wouldn't have expected that game to be on.
Am I being too critical in him in thinking, well, he is the reigning Landon Donovan MVP. If you are the best player in the league, surely you should be able to prove it in any conditions on any pitch. Am I being too critical, or is that do I have a point?
Well, let's go back to Higuain. You've got two different types of players there. Higuain, would his style of play work in the snow? yeah, is a finisher. Carlos Hill is somebody who's looking to get on the ball, move it quickly, in and around tight spaces, close control, which is difficult in the snow, and playing good passes along the ground, which is very difficult in the snow. So I understand why he, maybe more than anyone else, would be a little disappointed that the game went ahead. You know, if you're a big brute of a defender and your game is to boot the ball away every time it gets near you, it's not going to affect your game. If you're a tall player that's winning balls in the box and heading them away, not going to affect your game. Carlos Hill, kind of feel for him a bit. That's him. That's what he brings. That's why he was the MVP.
As we record this on the Wednesday, tonight it's the Champions League and he's traveling to Mexico. So I'm pretty confident it won't be snowing. Right, well, that's it for this week of this episode of Stoppage Time. Thanks very much for watching. Thanks very much for listening. Apologies that it's coming a few days late, but, Monday, Elliot, you said you were at the dentist. Coincidence that's happening 2 days after Orlando lost to Cincinnati, but I'll take your word for it.
Henry said, how was the dentist? And I was like, I couldn't really speak very well, so it would have been great for you, I'm sure, but not so much fun for me.
Yeah, I think as bad as the dentist is, it'll probably be better than watching that match on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Some light relief. Right, we'll be back next Monday or Tuesday, unless Elliot's got another dentist appointment and Orlando lose, with another main episode. Remember, it's part two of Poppy's kit reviews. It's the Eastern Conference, so it will include Orlando and Atlanta's kits. Find out what she's rating and also find out what her favourite kit overall in MLS 2022 is. That's next week. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube if you haven't already. And don't forget to follow us on your podcast provider as well. You can give us a rating on Spotify, you can give us a rating on Apple, but Elliot, there's one rule, and one rule only.
LA Galaxy style, 5 stars only.
On that note, thanks very much for getting involved, and we'll see you next time. I'm going to leave with Elliot to say something, and then I'll say the word I always say every week.
I will sign off with a Hani Mukhtar emoji salute.
And I will say, see ya.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.